This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast, recording on December 3rd, 2021. Here are 8 to 10 of the stories we're following this morning. First, the major indexes all rose yesterday, with the S&P up 1.42%. The Dow and the Nasdaq were also up, the Dow having its best day in a long time. So that's good news, at least in the stock markets and so forth. Second, Apple is one of the most interesting stories that we're following currently. Apple said its first speed bump in what seems like a very long time, as it said the demand for its iPhone 13 is less than expected. This is particularly interesting to most all of us, because almost all of us own Apple one way or another. If you own stocks or equities at all, you probably own Apple. I don't own Apple directly, but like most people, I own it through index funds or retirement funds or mutual funds. Almost everybody's an investor in Apple somehow or another. Its stock fell nearly 3% yesterday, even though the market was up. There's a great piece by Brian Soucy of Yahoo Finance talking about, is Apple stock a major buy right now? One strategist says yes. It's just an interesting article and take on where this goes, because all of us are sort of interested in this, because we probably missed the boat on investing heavily in Apple early on. You know, people are always interested, is there still room to invest and so forth. Third, futures are up this morning. Early on, they were up just a little bit. Now they're up significantly. Of course, it's a convoluted reason why they're up more this morning than they were early this morning. And that goes into the jobs report, the new jobs report, which we'll talk about in a second. The 10-year Treasury yield, fourth, opens this morning around 1.44. Again, it's down from highs a couple weeks ago, down about 18 basis points, but hopefully holding steady at 1.44 and hopefully moving in the right direction. Fifth, there is a comment by Mark Goldwine, the senior policy director for the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. He's quoted by Yahoo Finance as saying that this about the President Biden Build Back Better $2.2 trillion bill says something that we all probably know. The bottom line is it's likely to boost inflation in the first few years. No great surprise there. Sixth story we're following this morning is COVID hospitalizations. Those are on the uptick. They're currently at a reasonable number of 50,000. Usually about a quarter of those are in ICUs, but that number is on the uptick. Seventh, on the job side, and we'll talk about this in a separate podcast, weekly jobless claims came in at 222,000. That's a fairly low number. New jobs in November also came in at a low number, 210,000. This is fascinating, because this new jobs number coming in low gives the markets more comfort that the Fed might not move too quickly on rates. So perversely, low jobs, new jobs created, leads to higher stock market, because less thoughts that the Fed will be hawkish on raising rates. Unemployment's also down to 4.2%. That's a relatively getting back to target number. I mean, the true target number for unemployment never gets much better than 3%. So if you're 4.2%, you're doing pretty well. Of course, there's different pieces to this subject and so forth, which we could talk about ad nauseum. A story found this morning is it's good to be the king. Elon Musk has now sold $10 billion worth of Tesla shares. There's no need to feel sorry for him. He still has, even though he'll pay taxes on some of that sale, perhaps, he's currently estimated to have a net worth of approximately $284 billion. So he still is in pretty good shape. It's just good to be the king. Ninth, Tony James, the executive vice chairman of Blackstone, is retiring. He's been with Blackstone for 20 years. Blackstone has $731 billion in assets under management now. Tesla we found this morning, I think Apollo, and Apollo's a fascinating sort of set of funds, private equity fund company, et cetera. They are hell-bent on growth. They are buying Griffin Capital's wealth management distribution business. They now have $481 billion in assets under management. Seems like someone there as the tiger by the tail is very after growth and trying to catch up to Blackstone, fascinating goals and efforts there. One of the other things we're hearing, and this is our last story of the day, is Dr. Oz, the famous TV doctor, is running for Senate in Pennsylvania. He's running under the Republican side, their primary. But what I find fascinating is the celebrity interest in running for Senate, governor, all these kinds of things. You get people that I guess that becomes the next goal in life. Sometimes because they actually want to fix things. Sometimes because they just love the celebrity. Who knows? But for me, fascinating is Dr. Oz running for Senate. It could be the title of the book, Dr. Oz Runs for Senate. In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. We'll have a couple separate podcasts and some other subjects. Thank you for listening.